Practice test. Listening. Part 2. You will hear a woman called Carol Street giving a presentation about how she made a huge lifestyle change. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi everyone, I'm Carol, and I'm here to talk about making lifestyle changes and how I turned my life around. After university, I'd hoped to do something intellectually challenging that would also get me into the high life. My friends defined success as owning possessions, but though I kind of went along with that, it was the sense of achievement that I was aiming for. Working in finance seemed ideal. But the ethical side of it all bothered me. I also turned into a clock watcher because the job wasn't really demanding, and a commuter. That was the biggest downside, as it took hours every day. One day, a friend brought me a birthday present that changed everything. It wasn't a physical present, it was an experience, which is quite a common type of present in the city. My experience was becoming a zookeeper for a day. I suspect that far from being thoughtful, my friend thought it would be a joke, but I got to see what went on behind the scenes and the complexities of looking after exotic animals. Far from boring or mundane, it looked so worthwhile, and suddenly my own job seemed pointless. I kept my feelings to myself. People might have thought I was crazy, but when I saw a vacancy for a zookeeper, I went for it. I had zero qualifications, no experience, but loads of enthusiasm, which is what may have swung it for me at the interview. The full training took 2 years, and now I'm in charge of the lions, tigers, and wolves. It's definitely not glamorous. You have to muck in, get dirty, work all hours in all weathers. A typical day starts with cleaning cages and checking on the welfare of the animals. It gets to me if I hear visitors say the animals are cute, but it's a shame they're smelly. I take pride in making sure that's not the case. There are strict safety standards, crucial, given the wild animals I work with. They're shut away while I'm in their cages, but I check the lock on the door many times while I'm in there. I still get shivers when I first go inside. They're not pets, and although they know me, they could still attack. I can identify a shift in their moods from their behaviour. That protects me. People ask about the morality of zoos. Well, keeping animals in compounds isn't ideal, but we're protecting endangered species. A zoo could be their last refuge. We try to make their lives as natural as possible. Even though it's tempting, I never mollycoddle cubs or meddle with the way family groups interact among themselves. I'm very emotionally involved, which makes this more rewarding than anything I've done before. I do miss city life and my colleagues, but I'm healthier doing a physical job, though I never get the chance to dress up in smart clothes. My hands and nails are a real mess.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Hi everyone, I'm Carol, and I'm here to talk about making lifestyle changes and how I turned my life around. After university, I'd hoped to do something intellectually challenging that would also get me into the high life. My friends defined success as owning possessions, but though I kind of went along with that, it was the sense of achievement that I was aiming for. Working in finance seemed ideal. But the ethical side of it all bothered me. I also turned into a clock watcher because the job wasn't really demanding, and a commuter. That was the biggest downside, as it took hours every day. One day, a friend brought me a birthday present that changed everything. It wasn't a physical present, it was an experience, which is quite a common type of present in the city. My experience was becoming a zookeeper for a day. I suspect that far from being thoughtful, my friend thought it would be a joke, but I got to see what went on behind the scenes and the complexities of looking after exotic animals. Far from boring or mundane, it looked so worthwhile, and suddenly my own job seemed pointless. I kept my feelings to myself. People might have thought I was crazy, but when I saw a vacancy for a zookeeper, I went for it. I had zero qualifications, no experience, but loads of enthusiasm, which is what may have swung it for me at the interview. The full training took 2 years, and now I'm in charge of the lions, tigers, and wolves. It's definitely not glamorous. You have to muck in, get dirty, work all hours in all weathers. A typical day starts with cleaning cages and checking on the welfare of the animals. It gets to me if I hear visitors say the animals are cute, but it's a shame they're smelly. I take pride in making sure that's not the case. There are strict safety standards, crucial, given the wild animals I work with. They're shut away while I'm in their cages, but I check the lock on the door many times while I'm in there. I still get shivers when I first go inside. They're not pets, and although they know me, they could still attack. I can identify a shift in their moods from their behaviour. That protects me. People ask about the morality of zoos. Well, keeping animals in compounds isn't ideal, but we're protecting endangered species. A zoo could be their last refuge. We try to make their lives as natural as possible. Even though it's tempting, I never mollycoddle cubs or meddle with the way family groups interact among themselves. I'm very emotionally involved, which makes this more rewarding than anything I've done before. I do miss city life and my colleagues, but I'm healthier doing a physical job, though I never get the chance to dress up in smart clothes. My hands and nails are a real mess.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.